Budweiser's new drinking buddy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Hey, anything can be solved over a beer, especially when you plop down an extra $5 a share. The Wall Street Journal reports Belgian brewer InBev has upped its offer to buy out Anheuser-Busch. Jennifer Collins has the latest.
The InBev offer was looking like a hostile takeover, but then InBev put in a call. And all of a sudden, this bid isn't looking so hostile anymore. Anheuser rejected the Belgian brewer's initial offer of $65 a share 2 weeks ago. But money talks. There are reports that InBev has raised the bid to $70 a share and that Anheuser's board could vote on it over this weekend. If the deal goes ahead, it would create the world's biggest brewer with better access to world markets, says analyst Jeremy Cunnington.
They need to get the combination right of having good, strong revenue streams from markets such as in Western Europe and the U.S., but also then they also need to see the volume growth within the still low margin markets of China and Russia and Ukraine and the such like.
But Americans may not be so happy if this bud goes to Europe. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Freddie and Fannie could use a beer. Shares of Freddie Mac dropped 35% in pre-market trading. For Fannie Mae, a dip of 27%. The New York Times says the Bush administration is considering a takeover of the mortgage companies. General Electric says its second quarter profit fell 6%. This is in line with expectations. And oil hit a new record high today, near $146 a barrel. The Dow is at 11,229 after adding 81 points or 0.5% yesterday. The Nasdaq climbed 22 and the S&P 500 was up 8 points. A mix for Asia today. Markets in Europe are down. The last large mailing of economic stimulus checks is scheduled to go out today. Much of the economic boost from people spending the checks is expected to fade by August. Retailers have to be asking themselves, then what? Luckily, Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer happens to have a crystal ball, and I think I see snow in there.
You better watch out. You better not cry.
In retail, it's never too early to think about Christmas. Santa won't like it, but retailers will be doing a lot of crying and pouting this year. The rebate checks will run out just as stores ramp up for the holidays. Gas prices will probably still be high and housing prices low. As a result, wary retailers are making suppliers agree to take back unsold merchandise. Gary Rosenberger is with EconoPlay.
Nobody wants to hold the hot potato because someone's going to lose.
The economy is expected to be weak into the first quarter of next year. Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors says retailers can only hope for a quick economic rebound.
Those rebate checks go away. It's going to be very, very tough. But something unexpected could come along and improve the outlook dramatically.
Johnson says a drop in gas prices could send consumers back to retailers in time for the holidays. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
A woman in Munster, Indiana, got a nice return on a deposit she made at the American Savings Bank there. She put $2,000 in her account. She had two $1,000 bills. But then she got a call from the bank. As it turns out, the bills are extremely rare. They were issued in 1934. A coin dealer says the money could be worth $9,000. The woman said a relative gave her the bills ages ago.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Teach for America to bring math and science teachers to under-resourced public schools. More information at teachforamerica.org. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The Screen Actors Guild rejected the latest contract offer from producers last night. The union did say it was willing to negotiate and even put forward a counterproposal, but producers say that was their final offer. Stuart Levine joins us from Variety. Hi, Stu. Okay, so you still say we're not going to see an actor strike, but it seems like even the thought of a strike is enough to make Hollywood uneasy, especially after a writer's strike that went on for 100 days.
Right. It's kind of been a what you might call a de facto strike because the studios are afraid to ramp up big movies with the possibility of a strike because the worst thing to do is spend a lot of money on the road, a lot of production costs, and then have everything stopped. The studios really want to kind of ramp that up again. Television, their fall season starting up soon, they want to ramp that up again. So I think if this is settled, you'll see a lot of production move up real quick.
No buzz is needed when it comes to The Dark Knight, the next Batman installment that comes out next week.
Right.
Heath Ledger's last performance we reported earlier this week. Tickets in certain markets are selling so fast ahead of time that you've got theaters adding shows at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I think the Batman franchise would be a big enough sell without, you know, the Heath Ledger situation. People want to see his last performance, and supposedly it's great. I would not be surprised if it was Oscar nominated because I think there'll be a lot of kind of support for him and his career. But, you know, it's going to be huge. Like I said, the last one did $205 million. I would expect this one to do probably closer to $250 or $300.
Mm. And given some of our recent conversations, I'm wondering if you think The Dark Knight will beat out Iron Man.
That's a great question. It could. You know, since the reviews have been so good and the word of mouth is going to be so good, it certainly might. I would say the one reason why it might not is because it's darker than Iron Man, and darker movies sometimes have a lot of problems getting a lot of huge, you know, kind of turnover business, people going 3 and 4 times to see it. Will women go see it? It's a possibility, which leads it to another interesting question, is that next week not only do you have Dark Knight opening, you have Mamma Mia opening on the same weekend. I actually saw Mamma Mia this week. It's a lot of fun. Meryl Streep is a lot of fun. You know, she's singing.
Pierce Brosnan singing.
Well, let's not go there.
Or not.
That would not be a selling point, but he gives it his best. I would compare it a little bit to Hairspray. That was the big kind of summer musical last year. Hairspray did about $120 million. I think this is going to do more. I think people are really going to like this. It's going to be very infectious, and I think it'll be a big hit.
Stuart Levine is managing editor at Variety. Thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.
In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.